RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone.
It is a Tuesday. Yes, well, smack in the middle of the week. I mean, not smack in the middle, but...
it's like early end early. Of smack in the middle of the
it's
end
like
of week.
When you're telling people your age. You're not quite 30. You're not mid-30s.
You're
30s. Early 30s.
You're 30.
So parang ganun yung Tuesday. You're not quite... mid, you're not quite Monday, so you're like, it's mid, early week.
Early,
I don't know.
Early week.
We're just trying to make it sound like we're a little closer to the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
As much as
it's
we
a
can.
Countdown. It's a daily countdown to the weekend.
It really is. It really is. Okay, so today, we were supposed to do this like right after Valentine's. But you know what? This is good any time of the year. We are thanking Arabin for the topic. Hashtag post-date regrets.
Okay.
It could be a first date, but not necessarily a first date. Any date. If you went out on a date and... you had regrets afterwards, what would they be?
Yeah, no, those are the things that you really feel right after the date. Did you do something wrong, or did they do something wrong?
Yeah.
Or was there something off in the chemistry?
Or shouldn't I have even gone? Like, or, maybe I should have just skipped it. That's a regret.
Yeah, that's a regret
because it
too.
Was so bad. Or I should have tried harder if the date was good.
Yeah,
and,
or
like I didn't make a good enough impression.
I should have put more eyeliner.
Maybe. Okay.
Or more lipstick or whatever.
So, for example, post-date regrets. I shouldn't have let her know my net worth because she went from aloof to I do in 2 seconds. Maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you shouldn't have.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the those things you keep to yourself until a later time. Haven't you learned from Crazy Rich Asians?
Parang you want them, him or her, to like you first before they find out your net worth. Because now you don't know, right?
Regardless of it being very high or very
exactly,
low.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, usually you don't want to let them know if it's too low, period.
Yeah, just quiet about
at all.
That. Though there are so many relationships, and for example, Love is Blind that I'm watching now, that ended because the guy admitted how much he owed.
Oh no! Okay,
that's... like for example, not talking about anything big, but some of them just buy for school funds and stuff like that. So it's not like they made utang because they needed it for like bisyo. They made utang because they need it for school.
For school, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, some people would be like, no pass.
Yeah, I'm not signing into that baggage.
Right. Another example, post-date regrets. Maybe I should have told him before the date that wasn't really me in my profile pic.
That should probably have been like one
way
of the
before.
First things you say.
Exactly. Hindi, alam mo yun, kumagat siya eh. And it's like, oh, ang guwapo mo pala, ang ganda mo pala. And it's like, ooh, that's not really me. I kind of catfished you. I mean, kasi if you really got, like, you know, you're thinking of taking it to the next level. You have to tell him or her that you catfished them.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, I mean, they're going to find out. I wouldn't want them to find out when we're face to face.
I think it should be within the first 5 or 6 interactions. Like, messages.
I think so. I think
like,
so.
If you send your photo and your photo is not you, then you message her a bit. At a certain point, you gotta say, you know what?
It's not really.
I like our conversation. I like how it's going. I just want to let you know that that's not me in the photo.
Yeah.
I just... It's just for my privacy and my security. That's why I use...
You know what would have been weird? If, let's say, they're actually even better looking than the profile pic that they...
It's not weird. That happens all the time.
Right? Na parang like, it's not because... They just didn't want to tell the person that that's not them for whatever reason. They just wanted to stay anonymous. But it's not because... Because sometimes you catfish, you give like a model's picture, an artista's picture, because you want them to think that you look that good, but actually you don't, right? Yeah. That's the usual reason people catfish. But sometimes it's just they just want anonymity. So they get a regular looking person, but they're actually even better looking in person.
Yeah. No, that
so
happens
how
a lot.
Can you tell, diba? Because the general reaction is, "Oh, you catfished me. I'm out." Because you're not honest. You know, you're a deceptive person.
There are also times,
but that's the tricky part.
Yeah, it is trying to figure out if that person,
diba? Because I'm like, okay, you know what? Just show me your real picture. Because that's what I would do. Like, just leave that to me. And if I don't like how you look like, and I'm that kind of person who would not date a person because hindi mo gusto yung itsura, even if you actually get along, then that's on you.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, let the person make that decision. But, okay, you tell me that's not you, now show me the real you. Then let me make that decision.
But, for example, I've heard from various sources that there are, you know, certain celebrities who...
No, exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, not just for anonymity, because if they send their own photo, the other person on their side are gonna be like, yeah, right, that's not you.
That's true too. And then, no, pero kunyari nga, parang like, okay, you catfished me, let me see. Tapos pagkita ko si Leo Woodall pala.
Oh.
Then I'd be like, you know what?
Let's skip all these pleasantries. Head straight to the altar.
One day we will look back at this. Okay, and another example, post-date regrets. Had I known I'd never see her again, I would have kissed her one last time.
Oh.
Sounds like a story. You know, like, alam mo yon, either you broke up na pala, or she ghosted you already, or, you know, something happened to her. I mean, had you known. Ito, it's not, obviously, it's not a first date, right? Obviously, it's like a date. And they've been, you know, they've been together for quite some time.
Do you remember your last kisses?
I remember one last kiss.
Ooh.
It was also my one last cry.
My shattered dreams and broken heart.
I know, like one last, and one last something something.
For the road.
Tapos sabi ko sa kanya, kiss me like you mean it.
Ay!
Kiss me like you loved me all this time. And another example, post-date regrets. Maybe, just maybe, we shouldn't have gotten so drunk that we tattooed each other's names on our foreheads.
Okay.
Alam mo yung, ito yung smashed. You were probably smashed. That you ended up... Very Britney Spears. She got married on a drunken spree in Las Vegas. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then
that.
Divorced like 48 hours, this, less than 48 hours after.
Who's this, Kevin? No.
Some guy.
No, some, just some random guy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, kilala naman niya. Hindi naman random stranger. But like, maybe a friend or a date. they went out on a date.
She's like, I want to get married in
on
Vegas.
On a whim, they got married. And like, I don't know, parang less than 48 or less than 28 hours, less than 24 hours later. Less than a day pa nga yata. Like, maybe the moment they woke up, they were like, what the F did we just do? They probably don't even remember that they got married.
But that was legal.
It was legal. It was Las Vegas.
Shoot.
And then they had to divorce, like, right after. That is hardcore.
I remember the story, but I didn't really remember like the full extent of the story. I thought they were actually in a relationship.
Alam mo, let's Google it. How long was Britney Spears married? Shortest marriage. How long was Britney? 55 hours. Jason Alexander. She was married to him for 55 hours. Making it the shortest celebrity marriage that we know of.
My gosh.
Right? So that's just 2 days and half, a, 2.5 days. Siguro nga pagising nila, parang they kind of like, okay, what just happened? Maybe the spin doctors were like, okay, how do we do this? How do we manage this chaotic thing that just happened?
Because
if it were up to Britney, it would probably be less than a day. Like maybe the next morning they would have gotten divorced.
Exactly,
already.
Because at the time she was at like the peak of her career.
Right? So yeah, maybe they tried to manage the damage first and then finally it was like, okay, let's get divorced. Oh, that would have been a nightmare. Can you imagine waking up and you're like, oh, that was a wild night. Yeah. Like you didn't even know that you
What'd
were
you
married.
Do last? We got married?
Right? And one last, post-date regrets. Before I let my office mate set me up on a date, maybe I should have told her what my sexual orientation is first.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Like, alam mo yung you assumed you knew what your sexual orientation was, and so you agreed. Tapos pakita mo, oops, wrong
parang
gender.
Mali. Maging best friends na lang kayo.
This is not what I'm into, so that would be very awkward.
Wait, there are also times when, for example, they're like, you're gay?
Yeah.
I have a gay friend too.
Yeah.
You wanna like go on a date?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, excuse me, just because I'm gay, doesn't they're gay to speak.
It's like some
other
random, like, oh, you're straight? Oh, I have a friend who's straight too. Let me set you up. It's as ridiculous as that.
It is.
It's like, okay. Or yung, let's just say I know someone.
Okay.
Went to like, went to get a massage.
Okay.
And then mali yung na
ay
sabi ko sa reception. Sorry ah, pero sabi ko sa reception. Yeah, friend ko.
Friend sure ka?
Friend ko. Spinesify ko sabi ko. Sorry, no offense.
Yeah,
pero sometimes it happens.
Kailangan ko kasi ng certain pressure.
Yon or something.
Yeah,
ganon. Basta ganon. So,
but it was specified, though.
It was specified. Maybe they misheard. So, there you go. That's what we're doing today. I'm pretty sure you've had dates where afterwards you're like, oh, I should have done this, or I shouldn't have done that.
There you go.
Yeah. Send them all in. x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag post date regrets in all your posts.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1, and it's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. And today we're talking a little local tea. You hear about Glock 9 and his smash hit Sirena, which has been an anthem for the gay community for so long. Well, now he recently reveals that Sirena. Sirena Sajal was a gift to his gay son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about this.
It was a... He didn't know that his son was gay when he wrote it. And now, basically, he... Yeah. He dedicated it to him.
Aww.
I think that's really sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess any... You know, that makes you really... great parent. I mean, it doesn't have to be about, you know, your sexual orientation. You know, it could be anything. It could be about a physical flaw or a life choice. It is comforting when you know that your parents will take you for who you are. I mean, because that's who you are. I mean, regardless of whatever the reason is, it is comforting to know that that's the kind of love that your parents have for you.
Yeah,
it's not like, I love you because you're a perfect, you know, person. It's more like, I love you warts and all. So
I love you for everything about you. Yeah,
exactly. So very nice, very nice.
Yeah, he said my son is gay. Nung sinulat ko yun, hindi niya pa sinasabi sa amin. Hindi ko alam kung paano ko sasabihin sa anak ko na kung gaano ko siya kamahal. Hindi naman ako ma-showbiz and I think para sabihin ko ito now, ako ay proud na proud sa anak.
Oh.
Ako ay excited kung ano man ang kaya niyang ma-achieve sa buhay niya. Minsan iniisip ko how life gives you hints of magic here and there. Nung natapos ko yung Sirena, hindi ko naman alam. And I don't mind. Anak ko yun eh.
Exactly. I mean, if you're...
That's so sweet.
If your parents won't stand by you, yeah, I mean, you expect that at the very least. Diba, friends, kasi parang maybe they will, maybe they won't. But that is the hope. That is hope that your family, their own flesh and blood, will be the ones to be the first to stand by you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. And I know you're a fan of Dune.
Yes.
So Denis Villeneuve says he refuses to rush making Dune 3.
Okay.
He says he actually said a few interesting nuggets. The danger in Hollywood is that people get excited and only think about release dates, not quality. Well, not just for Hollywood. I think for games as well.
Yeah.
In general, people tend to really churn out things faster than they should until it's perfect. They rarely wait these days. They just release. He also says young people want longer films. If they pay, they want to see something substantial. Think of Oppenheimer. It's a 3-hour rated R movie about nuclear physics that is mostly talking, but the public was young, and that was the movie of the year by far for most kids.
That's true.
So, cinema is evolving, and it's really exciting to note that the kids really want, you know, quality for their buck. He also says that movies have been corrupted by TV because I'm not interested in dialogue at all, pure image and sound. That is the power of cinema. Frankly, I hate dialogue. Dialogue is for theater and TV. I don't remember movies because of a good line.
Okay.
So he has a few little nuggets here that he imparts to the audience.
Well, true. I think that's one of the beefs that, you know, a lot of people had when they announced that Wicked would be like in two parts, because they were like, my gosh, why do you need to do that in like two parts? You know, you can do that in one movie. But yeah, I mean, if you're the filmmaker and you're like, no, we want the whole like
experience.
And if you watch the musical in a theater, it would take, you know, two parts. Parang gusto nilang what's the word for it?
It's a theater experience.
Like the whole intermission in between. So, although people were saying like, yeah, but that's, you know, that was live theater, you know. But in a movie, you have to wait for like a year or two before the second part. In a theater, you just wait for like 15 minutes and then you get the second half.
And it's not just that.
So that might be, you know, a challenge for the movie.
In theater, it's 1 hour or 1.5, less than 1.5 hours per act.
Yeah.
And a movie is what, around 2?
Well, they can make it 1.5 hours. But I guess it's the wait. More like, alam mo yung, tapos a lot of the, ano pa, diba? Like, if you're not a fan of the musical, a lot of the show stoppers are in the first half. You know, it's with Defying Gravity. So, parang people were like, you know, what about the ones who are not a fan of the musical? Would they watch, like, both parts? Baka ayaw na nila.
Kasi the second...
Okay, ayan na yung Defying Gravity. Okay na ako. I'm good. I don't need to find out what happens next.
Kasi the second part, what? For Good.
Yeah.
That Dancing Through Life is the first part.
That's the first part. Yung popular first part. Defying Gravity, first part. Yung,
As Long As You're Mine, second part.
Yung, what do you call this? Loathing is in the first part.
First part. Actually, lahat na sa first
Pero
part.
Pero yun nga eh. So, but, I mean, you know what? He's right. You know, let the filmmaker give their vision a chance. So, if the director and the writers want two parts, then two parts. Well, in his case, three parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And again, I'd like to reiterate Beyonce being the first black woman in Hot 100 history to score a number one single with a country song. We were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Yes, of course.
We're all proud of Beyonce. Anyway, there you go. That was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X. And with that, why don't we play you a little Beyonce to commemorate her win. Here you go. This is Texas Hold'em. Keep it locked only on Manila's hottest Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Number 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Let's say hi to a few people locked in. Sorry about that. Nag number 10 again.
I know. Ulit natin
naman. Let's give another go. Okay, let's greet a few people. Greeting hi to Bon Gloriani. Good morning. TMR, please greet my children, Kyle and Kirsten. We're tuned in our way to school. Have a nice day. Yes, have a great day to you and the kids as well. Mommy Kathy says, good morning. Sarap pa matulog, but have to work na. Oh. Join the club. Hi to Nico, who says, Disan. Good morning, Disan. I love you. Good luck sa work mo dyan. Yes, jurist consul. Gav here, let me tell you a funny video that you either reacted to it already or not. So there's this guy named The Only CB3 on TikTok. Go to TikTok and look up The Only CB3 Usher. After that, start reacting to it. No?
Oh.
Okay, we'll check that out later. Maybe on FB Live.
Make it a homework.
Okay. Hi to ODH. I was watching Avatar a few days ago and I just learned the correct pronunciation of the word tyranny. I thought it's almost the same as tyrant.
Oh,
so tyrant.
Tyrant is the person. Tyranny is the noun. I mean, what they practice. Yeah.
That's it. Hi to Edward Villona, who says, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Greeting Justin Sayana as well. Have a terrific Tuesday ahead. Good morning, Jean and Guido and Mar. Hi as well to Andrea. Na-stress si Lucas ng very light. No greets. Diretso na kasi sa ano eh. Napakanta kasi ako sa Yes End. So, hindi ko nakita.
Oh, okay.
Yes End.
Right.
Hello to Renz Rufel. Good morning and Butter Baby. Hi to Chris Sir Salvador. Happy midweek. Early midweek. Your Capatino says, I was about to request palang the new Beyonce track. Thanks for playing it. Of course. The new Tori Kelly na lang, please. Okay, yep. I'll get to that in a bit. Greeting Shatter, who says, good morning, guys. Hi to Mommy Florian or Bembi Johan. Good luck sa exams and have a good day, y'all. Hi to the Super James. Good morning. Tuned in while here in Singapore for the Eras Tour this weekend.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
Lots of people want those tickets. Those are the tickets that are coveted by so many of the Zillennials. Even the, Gen Xers.
True.
I actually wouldn't mind checking it out. I'm really interested to know what makes it so much better than her other concerts.
I know, right? Because I was lucky enough to watch the Taylor Swift concert. When the last time she was here. But of course, I'm pretty sure it mas bongga na yung this version of it.
Yeah,
this is the iconic tour. I mean, if you're a Swiftie, I guess this is the
must-watch. You can't miss
watch.
This one.
So, this is the one that, like, you shouldn't miss. Sayang sana, this is the one I got to watch. No, but the one that I got to watch was really good. Like, it was fun.
Yeah. Also saying hi to a few people on X. Greeting Melai Supergirl. Archer Aguilar, who says good morning to Doc Wins. Happy duty. Jimbo Limbo, Mila Carranza, thank you so much for sending us our tea today. Prince Denz. There's a little bit of more tea that was sent in by self-proclaimed gorgeous. May congressman na nang pass ng bill for heartbreak leave.
Oh, finally.
Paano naman malalaman legit nga na broken siya?
Actually, that's true.
If you think about it. Saying hi to Melai Supergirl and Anne Ragasa. Hello to my mama, Arlene Aragasa. I love you, ma. Hello to my boyfi, JC Bayan. I miss you. And lastly, Juice Blank. Remember that dried blue butterfly pea flower tea? I'm actually drinking that. I found some sa tabi ng store namin sa Silang Cavite, gilid ng poste ng Meralco. Oh, really? Hey, I'm actually drinking that tea that you sent me.
I'm a big fan of tea. I mean, before I was a coffee drinker. When I was younger, I was really more a tea guy than a coffee guy. And then when I started working on radio, that's when I kind of like... You know, to be honest, it has the same effect. It's just that... I don't know. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Na, okay, morning, coffee. Because tea, I take it like in the afternoon,
at night. Ako din.
You know what I mean? But coffee, it's like it's more associated with the mornings.
Yeah.
When technically I can drink tea as well, which I do. You know,
you do.
This,
you
I
do
drink
tea,
my tea
and
first,
coffee. Yeah.
And then coffee after. So.
Like Chico literally has tea over coffee before we
that
serve
so
the piping hot tea.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why I never run out of tea.
That is true. So, what? You have tea in the morning and tea in the evening?
Well, only if, like, for example, last night. Yeah, we did. Pero more like we tried to replicate yung in-order ko lagi sa the cafe we always go to. Yung iced chicken.
Ah.
But green tea, not oolong. So we use green tea. Tapos we put a little bit of sweetener and then ice. Mm. It's pretty good. It's pretty close to what I order all the time.
Perfect. You have two teas.
I know, right?
Yes.
So, cha-cha.
Cha-a-cha-a.
Cha-a-cha-a.
That's what it is.
Yes.
I actually have two teas as well.
Oh.
I have a really cute pot. It's a Poltegeist. So I haven't met this Pokemon yet.
Okay.
But it's a teacup.
Teacup.
And a teapot. So
Mrs. Potts.
It is. So I pour the tea into the first cup. I finish it. And then I have a second cup. So I have two teas.
Two teas.
And Ren says, aptly, Elliot has two T's as well.
Who's Elliot?
Elliot with two T's division.
Oh, hello. Yes, Elliot with two T's.
Yes, Elliot, a drag race performer. And lastly, hi to Anjali and Hody One Kenobi. Not Hody One Kenobi. I am mixing your names up.
Nagalo-halo na.
Hody One Kenobi says, on the way to the office today to attend training after 4 months. Back to morning shift next week.
Oh my gosh. Naging Hody One Kenobi. Hody H lang yon.
Kasi on brand. Good morning to Joyce Pentoha. And that's it for greets on the way to Pampanga today.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Arabin. Thank you. Hashtag post date regrets. Let's start off with 7070.
Number 10.
Post date regrets. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten into those in-depth rants about my ex. Stay away from ex talk.
Yeah, people don't want to know about what happened in your past until maybe a couple of dates later.
You know, I would actually get into that if we were already together. Because it's more like, tell me the stories. What happened with you and your exes? I mean, I would want to know. I mean, I wouldn't want to repeat the same mistakes.
Yeah.
So, hindi naman being sneaky. Pero like, titignan ko lang kung ano yung naging problema niya with the ex. So that, kunyari, sabihin niya na, oh, nakipag-break up ako kasi sobrang clingy. Ayoko talaga ng clingy. Then I'd be, okay, maybe I shouldn't be so clingy. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can actually get a lot of, you can learn a lot of clues as to how they are as a person, lalo pag bago pa lang kayo, by talking about their exes.
Don't open the floodgates too early.
Not too early. Ako nga, when you're together na.
Yeah.
When you're together na. Parang call it, I don't know, research. And honestly, I find it interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I want to know. I want to get to know my significant other better. And part of that is finding out what went wrong in their other... Actually, not just. Ako when I ask questions about, like exes, I really go in depth. Alam ko si Hazel completely the opposite. Like, she doesn't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to know how much you love them. Me, I'm more like, yeah, what did you like about them? Like, tell me stories about them. What did you do together? What was the dynamic like? I actually want to know. At saka legit yun, ah. Hindi yun shady or like just to prove na I'm better than the exes. I literally am curious.
Sames.
Yeah.
I'm interested in knowing what happened and why it fell apart.
Yeah.
Just so I don't emulate that in the future.
Exactly. Ako kasi parang like, okay, now I know what to avoid, right?
Yeah.
And coming from designer dad...
Number 9.
Post-date regrets. Dapat pala nag-pineapple juice ako before our date.
Oo nga.
Had I known.
I tell you, pineapple juice is the way to go.
It's the way to go. Kaya nga, the very awkward, like, I remember Feb 13.
Okay.
We were in bed and Baby Will goes, ano ba itong pineapple juice tsaka snow bear na to? And I had to explain, ah, datuan. Kasi sabi nila.
The birds and the bees.
I had to spell it out. And I was like, okay. And let me see here. Ang marami pa naman kami buko juice. You know, marami, because we buy a lot of buko juice because, you know, that's our go-to. Especially if we want some electrolytes. Yeah, we get
buko juice. Yeah. So now it's pineapple juice.
No, it's still buko juice. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good to rehydrate and the electrolytes. And they say it's actually very close to breast milk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's very nutritious. Yeah.
Maybe I should start to drink a little bit more coconut juice.
Yeah.
What I actually am taking to boost my immune system is kind of mother's milk-ish. It's called colostrum, and it's like a pill.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, really? That's for adults?
Pill form.
That's the first thing that comes out of like a mom. After, once she gives birth, yung unang dede nung baby will be colostrum. And they say it's essential that they get the colostrum first. Kasi after the colostrum, puro milk na yon. Pero important daw na ma-dede nung kid, nung baby, yung colostrum.
It's an immune...
Everything is there. All the good stuff's there.
It's an immune booster.
But I didn't know that they had like an adult version
of that.
There's
a pill form.
Alam ko, it's like, sa baby.
It's a pill form that you take daily just to boost your immunity.
Okay.
And you can actually get that right next to your condo.
Oh, yes.
In
right
that
downstairs.
Healthy store.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have very many options.
Mm-hmm. Are they healthy?
They are healthy.
And, coming from...
Sabi ko that healthy store, di ba?
Okay.
Tanong ni Martin Dueñas, so Chico, na-demo mo naman ng maayos kay Baby Will
yung
candy
it.
And juice?
Stop it. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number 8.
I haven't tried the candy. Post-date regrets. Sana hindi ako pumayag to date my supervisor. Kasi ngayon, every time they compliment me, I'm not sure if they're sincere o baka sumisip-sip lang sa boss.
Yeah.
Kasi if jowa mo na yung boss, then obviously people will be nice to you, right?
Yeah.
you know, you have his ear. But, yeah. So now you don't know if people are really nice or they're just sucking up.
Because they know.
Because they know that you're the Joa, diba, of the big boss. So
it's the same as actually, like, a situation I was in, let's say. Mm-hmm. I have a really, really good friend. Mm-hmm. And she usually dishes out the tea to me. She, like, lets me know what's happening inside. Mm-hmm. But then, parang one of the people inside that I want to know about knows that she's good friends with me. So, like, he doesn't divulge anything to her. So, I don't get any tea.
Yung parang, eh kasi kaibigan mo tong si Christopher. So, I'm not telling you anything.
Nothing.
Because you're gonna tell her. She's gonna spill. So,
ikaw
yeah.
din kasi. And, Jobert sukal dito kasi. Kayong dalawa.
Manay lolit naman. And from Tampupu.
Number seven.
Post-date regrets. I should have prepared more for this blind date. Malay ko bang super guwapo pala niya? Dapat pala nagpa-wax na ako.
Ay! Okay. Ng eyebrows.
Ng eyebrows para on fleek.
On fleek?
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that in a while. On fleek.
It's evolved.
Nobody says on fleek anymore, right? But yeah, like on fleek.
Have you seen those waxing videos where they go and wax their entire body? Including the face?
What? Even the eyebrows?
No, they put like cards on top of the eyebrows and the parts where they don't want the wax to hit. And then they just rip it off them.
Ooh.
Because there are some people with hair all over their body.
Well, there are interesting waxing videos that I've seen. Yeah. It looks painful.
It does. I mean, it's happened before.
Yeah.
I've told you about that one fateful incident. I don't know if I told you. But my ex's sister.
Oh, yes.
When I was walking around and she slapped it on my... And I had to finish the job because the first half was already taken care of.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, shoot. Now I have to do this by myself.
Right.
The bathroom went...
I can't. You know what? I can't.
It's painful.
I can't.
Oh.
I don't think I will be able to do that.
It's so masakit.
Nope. Siguro pa like, ano na lang. Yung like, I don't know. Di ba like for the legs, meron yung depilatory spray or something. Like you just... Or a cream that you just rub it on and then just wipe it off and wala na yung
hair. No, that's... I told you about that. That's the one I use.
Ayun nga. That's why. But then why go through the whole pain of like...
Kasi
waxing?
It doesn't grow out as fast.
But it's painless. I just do it more often.
But the thing is, people...
Sakit ripping it out. Like, I can't.
Initially, it hurts. But there's some people who actually have... figured out the sensation and some even have fallen in love with the sensation.
Which brings me to those waxing videos that I've seen.
Oh my gosh. I told you, it's a thing. It's a kink.
I know. From Al Macchiato.
Number six.
Post-date regrets. True story. Our first date went so well that we didn't even think to take a selfie. Because we were so immersed in our conversations. It was great. I'm okay with that. But a part of me wished we took a photo, at least to commemorate the beginning of us. Aww. Alam mo yung meron ka man lang remembrance of like how you were?
Yeah. No, I understand that. There's this thing about me and taking photos with significant others. It used to be a thing that I used to do all the time. But now, for some reason, in this relationship, we rarely ever take photos.
Oh.
And then, sabi niya sa akin, you know, we should take more photos together. Because, like, time's going by.
No, it's true.
Real quick.
The weird thing about us, though, if you wanted to take a photo before, at the time that we were new, you needed to have a camera. So most of the our pictures together was still from a camera. So like literally photos, like physical, hindi pa cellphones.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean like, you know, it's so much easier if, you know, during, syempre nung phone era na, then marami na. Pero yung beginning, like when we started.
Yeah, and mahirap din kasi black and white, di ba?
Tigilan mo. Hindi yung may ano, yung ang flash, yung, alam mo yung sa, ano, yung flash na, the photographer has to hold like a stick. Tapos merong piece of wood on top. Tapos may pile of like gunpowder. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Tapos yung pag kinlik niya yung camera, may do you know that? That's what I mean, a flash of light. Kasi bilang meron poof. Yun, ganon. So can you imagine? Ang hirap.
Memories.
I know, right? But yeah, that was
papatayin ako ni baby.
Pero totoo, like ganon, antagal na niya na ano, no, hindi pa talaga siya. I mean, hindi pa siya ganon kalaganap yung yun nga, the whole.
Yeah.
Oh well, coming from Coco Hernandez.
Number 5.
Post-date regrets? I should have held back on the charm. Ayan tuloy. Na-in love agad.
Ala.
Ay. Dapat medyo ano ka muna. Like, a cad. You know? And para medyo, like, may konting asar-asar pa siya muna. Ganyan. And then, you bring on the charm. And then, they fall in love. Kasi pag masyado maaga, wala. They in love agad. Corny.
Yeah.
Dapat may konting ano muna. Like, a little bit of friction, a little bit of banter, a little bit of, I hate you, no. You're nakakaasar. I hate you, no. You're so pangit.
So pangit. Yes, PM.
Yeah, you're so asar. Yeah. Hindi, pero gets, yung parang like, yeah.
No, I think that you can't put on the charm too early on either because they're gonna think of you as like a 10. They're gonna put you on a pedestal.
Well,
and then,
for some people, it doesn't work. Na in love ka kagad. Ako kasi, ang ano ko, I knew I loved you before I met you. Nax! Kaya di ba wala kaming anniversary? It's like the day we met. We were like, oo nga, no? Like, I guess we're together. So like, when do we celebrate? And then we were just like, like there was no official like whatever, so we just when did we meet and then we checked it out. Oh, okay, then that's our anniversary. Gets? Kasi wala siya nung parang like, will you be my, like walang ganun, so like
alam mo kami din.
So right, there's no like official like whatever. So yeah.
Kaya but you like, have
okay, the day that we met, we'll just celebrate it on.
But
that
you
day.
Have another.
Stop. I'm gonna slap your mouth right there. I'm gonna slap your mouth right there. And it's not the kind you're used to. Okay, next.
My lobby. Okay.
Next, from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 4.
True story, I dated a busy doctor who brought a laptop during our date kasi he had to work a little bit. In hindsight, I should have cut my date some slack and gave my date another chance nung nag-invite siya ulit to make it up for the bad date. You know what? Yeah. Although, I mean, I will find it weird that we are on a date and you're kind of working. But if you walk me through it, and you're like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is a number. I didn't, you know, this wasn't in the cards when I invited you out. But I kind of have to work while we're on a date. And if you just talk me through it, I will give you a second chance. Because, like, you know, who are we to talk? We've got weird schedules, right? Sometimes, bigla na lang, baka you've, like, set a date and then biglang merong hosting pala. You know what I mean? Yung we do, I mean, I do understand. Siguro lang, kind of like, walk me through the process so that I don't feel like you're just ignoring me.
Yeah.
Diba kasi parang lang, syempre yung, I also don't blame the other person to be like, Diyos ko, nag-date pa tayo, di sana nagtrabaho ka na lang. Like, yeah. I mean, I didn't go out on a date just to watch somebody work, right?
Because if something happens on the spot, it's really hard to
it's tough. Cancel it's tough.
It. But that's also the thing. You should have canceled it if you had something.
That is true, too. That's also... Pero kasi, you know what I mean? Parang, if you're not dating for just hookups, you're dating for, like, the long haul. I think it's also important to know that this is what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
Like, kunyari, doctor... Siyempre, di ba yung doctor, parang bigla na lang, oh, I have to rush back to the hospital because, you know, there's an emergency or something. Because you know that that's their job. So if you're serious about this person, you have to understand that this is part and parcel
or
of what you're getting into.
Kung yung date nyo, wala sa area of residence. So it's like out of town.
Restaurant. Kunyari, restaurant.
Either that or you're out of town.
Out of town.
And suddenly you get a call and you're, for example, an events host or whatever.
Okay.
Telling you that, hey, we would like to get you to do an event, but it's in a couple of hours.
No, last minute.
Last
hindi
minute.
Host.
So, kailangan mo nang bumalik right away. But you can't refuse the amount.
That's true.
What
would you do?
I did it. But it's not on the day. Mm. It was the day after.
Yeah.
So this was Arjo and Main's wedding.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went to Arjo and Main's wedding, and on the way to Arjo and Main's wedding, I got a message
that you had
that I had a hosting. So I responded by saying, "Okay, this is my amount." And I'm sticking to it,
mm-hmm.
right? And they agreed. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, to my SO, I was like, would it be okay if we went back tomorrow morning?
Mm-hmm.
Para derecho ako sa work.
Mm-hmm.
But we were supposed to have the weekend to like yeah. go around. I'm like, I know. But at least after this, we're going to have more chances to go out.
That's true.
Because we
That's
have a little
true.
Bit more money.
Yeah. I would be G for that. I'd be like, go, earn money. Bring home the bacon.
Because it's...
No, it's true. I mean, like, you know what? Life is hard. I mean, it's no
joke. Especially
dope.
For people like us. Who...
So when you have work, take it. You know? I mean, like, you know, we... especially, like, you know, when you've been together for a while, it's like, you know, you're playing the long game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can always... do this again. Mahirap lang paglagi, pero gets, pag yung kunyari, reasonable naman, go. You know, even if, let's say, medyo every now and then, mapurnade yung out-of-town trips. Go for it, right?
It happens.
It happens.
Right? Especially if long-term talaga. But
True.
If it's like your first date,
yun medyo bad trip yun.
Bad no? trip yun.
And from Queen of Deadma.
Number three.
Post-date regrets. We should have just split the bill. Kesa naman chinichismis niya na ang mahal daw ng mga in-order ko. Ugh, that's such a turn-off. Mm. I mean, especially if you invited me. Because it's like, well, to be honest, kunyari, kahit hindi romantic ah, kunyari a friend would be like, oh, tara, let's go eat here, like, my treat. Honestly, I'll be very conscious. I'm not going to necessarily order what I want. I'd be very like, okay, maybe I shouldn't order. Since I'm not paying for it, I'll order something a little less expensive
yeah.
than what I would probably order if I were paying for it. But in the same vein, I'd be like, if, let's say, lalo na date,
yeah.
it's kind of weird if you're going to ask somebody out on a date and then criticize that they ordered too much.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of weird. It's to be honest.
But like, for example...
But I will be, if I were on the other side, I'll be very conscious about the amount that I'm ordering.
But if you're, for example, asked out on a date or you decide to go on a date with someone, do you automatically think that the other person is going to pay for it? if they asked you?
Because my case will be different.
I have one Pokemon to say. Ditto.
I'm thinking of a different kind of date where, yeah, like one will probably assume that the other one will pay. But in, let's just say on this other planet, I don't think there's an assumption that one will pay unless somebody says it out on that other planet. If that other alien will say, hey, it's my treat, bro. Then I guess it's not a given. It
Accurate.
Has to be said out loud, you know? It has to be very clear. But on the other planet, it'll be like, yeah, if I ask you out, then I'm probably paying.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that that's clear, from Genshin Impacto.
Number two.
Number two.
Post-date regrets. Dapat yata, hindi ko agad siya niyaya sa nude beach on our first date.
Uy, parang...
Well, we don't have nude beaches here. I don't think we do.
Do we
but
not?
But if another... I don't think we do.
I think
like officially, I don't.
Well,
think
they
we
aren't
one.
Official.
Not official.
I think there are a few ones that I heard about in various places around the world.
Feeling
around the Philippines, sorry.
Feeling ko kasi it's more like there are places na hindi sila strict and they kind of like allow it. But in general, I think we have very strict indecent exposure laws.
Ah, yes.
What I do remember was I'll never forget this. We were in Boracay, and there was this couple, and the woman, they were sunbathing kasi, so they were in their swimwear. Tapos the woman stood up and just took off her top, and oh my gosh, like bigla na lang bumuyang yang yung boobs niya, and it's like you could see everyone, like all the guys' eyes were like popping out because, you know, she was very beautiful. But like, so she started swimming. Tapos pag aho niya, yun, nilapitan siya nung ano. Parang somebody said that she has to cover up. Like one of the, not naman like another beach goer, but more like, not police, what do you call it? Like a tanod or something. Yeah, probably approached her and said, you know, you can't really be like topless. This is not a topless beach. So she covered up. So I don't think we would have one officially kasi nga, I think it's a law na hindi ka pwede na kasi, hello, di ba nga before in certain cities here in Metro Manila, alam ko, I don't know if it still applies ha, even kunyari if you're a guy and you're jogging shirtless, you can't in a city.
And not just cities.
I forgot which city.
Like for example, in my village, in Antipolo pa yun ha,
oh.
We're not allowed to jog topless.
See, that's what I mean. Even for guys. So I think we're pretty strict with that. So I really doubt that we have an official nude beach here. Kasi nga, bawal siya. But in other countries, there are very specific nude beaches. Like specifically labeled as a nude beach. But what I was told by whoever from those countries, ang assumption mo, di ba, pag nude beach, dapat nude ka.
Oh.
No, you can actually wear swimwear.
Yeah.
Even if you're in the nude beach. It's just that if you want to be nude, you can. But it's not a must that you have to be nude just like everybody
because
else.
In Norway, we just have fjords. We don't have nude beaches or non... Literally, all the women are topless. Because
yeah.
They want a perfect tan.
You know what? That is true. I'm pretty sure I told this story before. When I was younger... Mga high school younger. We went to Sweden. And then our tour guide, we were in a bus. And our tour guide was like, oh, this is a very special day. If you look to your left. Alam mo yung mga rotunda?
Yeah.
Like, you know, in like BGC, yung bilog dun sa Burgos Circle.
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Pero imagine it like maybe, I don't know, maybe like twice as big. Like a really big circle. the entire circle na parang park-ish, people were just naked on the grass. Kasi parang sabi nung, ano nga, sabi nung tour guide namin, it is very rare for the sun to like come out ng full blast. So the few times during the year that the sun would come out, everyone, even in the offices, would like go downstairs and just sunbathe. Kasi ang rare na super sunny day. So usually nga, it's very dark, it's very cloudy. So at a very young age, it was like, everybody's naked. I could see naked people like on the streets. Think BGC, tas nakaubad yung mga tao, ganun. Like it was crazy. It was mind blowing for me as a kid na, that in other countries nudity is not a big deal. It's, wala talaga. It's like, well, okay, we're naked.
It's interesting to note that, yeah, having had gone to Norway multiple times in my childhood, it is so normal for me.
It's so normal.
Nudity is. It's a fact of life.
Nobody's.
And we were born naked, and the rest is.
Of course, siyempre, no, this busload of Asians were all scandalized. Everyone is like, "Oy, what the hell?" So, but for everybody,
how about you
else,
and your parents say?
Everyone was just like, "What the f?" Like, everyone was just naked, and you could see people like already naked, lying down on the grass. Some were just taking off their clothes, and city, ha, it's not even like. A probinsya, like literally Metro Manila, ganun. And then they were just
because they
on
wanted
the park
to
benches, yeah, on the grass. Oh my gosh! Like it was so,
I think I've said
crazy.
This before, but yeah, in Scandinavia, PG-13 is well, you can be nude.
Hello, lalayo pa ba tayo? Yung mga Big Brother in like UK,
general
Europe,
patronage, and that's all
they show nudity
because it.
Frontal nudity on TV.
Because they
TV
want
yun, ha?
They want you to be kind of sensitized as well.
That's true, though. Well, I mean, Europe is just different. You know, they just have a different set of like,
they do.
Standards.
Principles, morals, and...
They were saying, America is super, almost like Asia. Like,
yeah.
Sa pagdating sa strictness when it comes to nudity, as opposed to Europe, because Europe is so liberal about
yeah,
these
the
things.
U.S. is a lot more
strict.
Like us. I think that is why we pattern ourselves off them, because we
yeah.
have similar principles.
That is
but,
true.
Yeah, in Europe, it's nothing to write home about.
Yeah.
It's just a naked body.
True. And the top.
Sorry.
And the top entry. Number one.
Post-date regrets comes from Chinito Ken.
Chinito Ken says,
I shouldn't have gone out on a date with a girl, even though it was a legit attempt at being straight. Nasaktan lang tuloy si Ate Girl. Sorry, sis. Like, I didn't mean to hurt you. It's just that I was trying. I was, you know, it's collateral damage. I didn't do it to, like, all out use you or to all out make you a beard. It was a legit attempt. That failed,
yeah.
But in retrospect, I realized that wasn't a good idea. But of course, when you're younger and you're trying, maybe if I date a girl, I'll be straight, you know. So.
Yeah, not just that. Sometimes it's the pressure from your family.
It's true. Ang assumption kasi agad parang like, ang sama naman, ginamit lang yung girl. But sometimes it's a legit attempt. You're really
it
trying.
Is.
And
it
you
is.
Just didn't know better because of your youth, because of your inexperience. You end up hurting people, though. And, you know, you understand that. It's just that, well, you tried. You were trying and
you
thought it
try,
would work, right?
But it didn't work. And, yeah. And sorry that she was collateral.
Yun, kaya nga. But, yeah, that it has happened.
Although, I know a few people who are now friends with their then exes.
That's true.
Who were girls or boys, depending on the gender. And they're okay.
Yeah. And they understand it was a process.
Yeah.
You know, you were part of their growth as a person.
Yeah.
Because
they didn't know either. And probably, who knows, they were genuinely in love.
Totoo.
It was just emotional. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the sexual side.
Yeah. But there you go. We do have another batch coming right up.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on TikTok.
Yes, we are at RX931 on TikTok. Come join the fun. We are
come,
here to...
Come
hither and enjoy... Hello to Rien, who says, yes, Hazel's not feeling very well today, so send her a little message. You say, Griffin Arellano is asking, what are our thoughts on Avatar The Last Airbender? I haven't finished watching it yet, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah.
I love the action scenes. There's some really good standout performances.
Okay.
I like Zuko's performance. I actually really like Aang as well.
Mm-hmm.
Katara is underwhelming.
Oh. Okay, okay.
And that's a problem because she's like the heart of the show.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry. It's just, I feel really bad. It was a missed opportunity because she's like deadpan.
Oh.
As in buong show. Like, and you know how Katara is so expressive? How Katara is so expressive?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't really like her.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's just me. Ako lang yun. But otherwise, I like the other one.
Okay, okay. I have still to start. I'd probably start today, later.
Yeah, well, actually, you know
tinapos
what?
Ko lang yung one day. Tinapos ko muna siya. So sabi ko,
ganda ng one
day. I was
day
able
eh
to finish House of Ninjas and one day. So now I'm free. I can, kasi I didn't want to start atla. Ama ka na atla. If meron pang nakabitin.
Yeah.
So I wanted to finish I just wanted to finish the two series that I was still watching. And then now that, like, I wanted to clear my plate. Kasi nga, like you, Avatar is like one of my all-time favorites. So I wanted nothing on my plate so I can devour it fully and enjoy the experience.
Yes. I actually enjoyed one day. A lot.
Yeah, I'm sorry, nothing with that. Yeah, it's a good. It's a very. I loved. That's basta. I loved it. I loved. All caps. Loved.
I also incredibly enjoyed that.
I cannot.
That was a very well created series.
Completely destroyed me. Such a wonderful, wonderful show.
Thank you for forcing me to try again. Because, like, in the beginning, I didn't really want to watch it because I didn't find the girl endearing at all. But after watching it, I actually really like the girl.
It's so good. Yes.
I actually like both. Yeah. It's parang sakto-sakto.
I know.
Why they ended up casting those two.
Mm-hmm.
They
were amazing. The chemistry is off the charts.
Palpable.
The charts.
Yes. And yeah, it was good.
Stop. Just go greet.
Greet.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, so Lilo Boy says, di pa rin ako makamove on sa Apo Reef Esquid last week. Because we were talking about, like, nudity and beaches, right? And that's what he did.
Yeah. I know. Lilo Boy, alam mo yung, chine-check ko lang yung notifications ko. Mamaya may makakita ko. Isipin nila ano yung nitignan ko sa ex.
Puwet-puwet.
Puro nga puwet-puwet.
Rian says, is this a remake of the old One Day? You know what? I think it might be.
Diba sabi
but
nila, it is?
It's a series. Yeah, it is.
It's a
series version of it.
An expanded version?
And that's why I like it.
Now I want to watch the original.
Haven't watched the original yet,
the
actually.
Anne Hathaway.
I actually really want to watch it too. I think I watched it before, but I just completely forgot what
I have
it was
not
about.
Because I love Anne Hathaway, so I would remember if I watched this. I'm pretty sure I didn't watch it.
Yeah, maganda din daw ang Anne Hathaway. Same nga daw sabi ni ODH. I want to check it out. Actually, of course, Anne Hathaway is
love
is
Anne
a goddess.
Yes, even when people were trying to cancel her, that saying she's so difficult. I still loved her. I just love Anne so much.
Also saying hi to Joy. Hello, good morning. Cheeky. Hi to Arlene. Hello to my cat, Oscar Baltazar Madagascar from Smarty Alec. What a cute name.
What a cute name for a cat.
Hi to Mitch Abache and Renz, who says Ann Curtis.
Yung pala yung apelido ni Ann.
Avatar Ann Curtis.
Ah, pwede rin Hathaway.
Pwede din.
Si Ann Hathaway. Ang pangit ng Ann Hathaway.
Or baka yan yung last name ni Ang. Si Atong Ang.
Yun, pwede rin. Pwede rin.
Pwede rin. Mm. Pwede rin. Okay, saying hi to Mimi Q. Top of the morning, beautiful rushers. Good morning to my bubby Dr. Sunny Jason, who's on his 24 of 32 hour shift. 8 more hours to go.
Yikes.
Ay, my gosh. Oof. So long. Oof. Hi to Echo Out Loud, who says, good morning, happy Tuesday. I'm choosing RX as my number one radio station. Sending safe journey wishes for my BFF, Jameson. He's leaving for US tonight. Ciao. Also, hello to Kenneth Kim Javier. And hi to Chino Ken. Good morning, lalo na sa best friend ko na booking dito. Naka-booking dito sa Siargao. Sana all.
Hala?
Hi to Angeli and Joyce Pentoha. Speaking of Siargao, I parked in Rockwell yesterday on my way to rehearsals for Rent. Not Rent to Own the Musical. Rent. Not Rent to Own the Musical.
Okay, yeah, that's mine.
That's yours. That's yours. Because I'm in a different
mine.
One.
Yeah.
So I parked. And
mine is the more like popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kay Chico yung...
Kasi Rent to Own eh.
Rent
so
to Own.
Rent
hello.
Lang.
At least sa dulo.
Iyon na.
Iyon na. Diba?
Tsaka yung sa akin, low down payment. Hindi ka masyado maglalabas ng pera. Oh.
So, I parked my car and then there was someone else who parked in front of me. This stunning girl. I was like, wow, okay. who's this beautiful girl? She got out of the car and it was my college friend from Switzerland.
What?
She was like, well, she's Filipina, but we were friends in Switzerland.
Okay.
And she lives in Siargao. So I was like, oh my gosh, dito pa tayo nagkita.
I know, right?
You know?
Oh, that's so random. Oh, that's cool when you kind of like see people from your past na super random and in places where you don't expect to see them. Like,
yeah.
It's not a reunion. It's not a gets. Like, that would be interesting.
It is cute. Also saying hi to Rian, who says, how to donate sa coffee fund?
Just tell me to pump up.
Okay.
Because it sounds like you're not doing anything. Ayan. We have to find a way to train your tongue.
Ugh. Isaiah Griffin Ariana says, let us know your show days for Rent so we know which dates to book. Well, I'm doing all the shows. They actually let me know. Marky, just to let you know, you're doing all the shows. Because I'm playing two roles.
So, parang ano eh. Parang, maybe you should ask Marky when he's doing which role.
Which role.
Because you might want to catch him in one role. It'll be certain days. But if you want to watch him in the other role, you're going to have to watch on another day.
So I'm
you're going to have to watch it twice.
Yeah, if you want to see me in both. But I'm doing Collins and Benny. The thing about Collins is I have very limited shows. I have more shows as Benny. So, yeah. I'll let you know, though, when I'm doing those shows. Isaiah Griffin Ariana wants to watch me as Benny. Yes. Yeah, so you can watch me any of the dates. Most likely, I'll be Benny. Saying hello to... Advent Choi, Summer, hi to Juice Blank and Deej the Lion. Hi to Pandy and Tim Gabriel Lopez. Hody H says, Suki is so hot. Yes! Oh my gosh, ang galing ni Suki.
Yeah.
Sa Avatar. Oh, well, I'm only on episode 4 or 5. So, I haven't even finished it yet. But so far, those are my insights.
Okay.
I say it's so hard to watch. Hello, I have 6 to 10 the morning rush. I have to work out in the afternoon. I go straight to rehearsals for Rent from 4 to 10 p.m. and I do the same thing over again. That's why Chico's like, Marky, watch the Ninja MM. What's it called, Ninja?
House of Ninjas.
House of Ninjas. And I was like, I really want to watch it, but where is the time? Anyway, there you go. That is it for greets.
Okay, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Arabin, post-date regrets. Let's start off with Queen of Deadma.
Number 10.
Hindi pala dapat ako pumayag magpahatid sa bahay. Kasi now, he's my stalker. You know, I know a lot of people, pag mga blind dates, yung mga first dates, even if they were set up by common friends, they always say, oh, I'll meet you there.
Okay.
Like even when they offer, na parang, oh okay, where do you live? Let me pick you up. They're like, oh, no, I'm fine. Kasi nga parang like if it doesn't turn out well, at least they don't know where you live. Yeah. I mean, obviously, hopefully not, it's not always like scary in a sense na magiging stalker mo siya. Pero even if let's say hindi naman sila stalker, but more like, I just rather that you don't know where to find me if I don't want to see you again.
That's the way to go. Yeah. That's why whenever, like for example, I used to date, it would be outside of not just the city.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be far away from the general area of my condo.
I do get it though.
So maybe the other side of Eastwood,
mm-hmm.
or just meet at a coffee shop.
Yeah,
undisclosed coffee shop.
Exactly. Kasi nga, parang yeah. I mean, parang sometimes you just wanna be on the safe side. I mean, look, if you get together again or they become your friend, even if hindi romantic, at least if you know that they're safe.
Yeah.
Then you can reveal where you live, right?
Although my mother made it a point to tell the guards in my condo to really be strict with the people they let into my condo.
Yeah.
Which is very smart, and I'm happy she did that.
True. So, true.
Yeah.
And coming from designer dad.
Number 9.
Never go to a samgyupsal first date. Lahat ng sulok ng katawan mo amoy beef or pork or usok.
Accurate.
Yeah. And if you decide to like kind of like make out or something, amoy na amoy mo yung amoy.
Pero
food.
Siya din.
Yeah, kaya nga. Pero yeah, for both of you.
Food all around. No, I mean, I think it's okay if it's just that. If it's both of you who've experienced the whole samgyupsal thing.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, you eating a certain kind of food and your partner only eating a salad.
Okay. Since you brought it up, from Mike Ferrer.
Okay.
Number 8.
Because it's very much connected to number 9. Post-date regrets, Mike Ferrer says, dapat hindi kami nag-shawarma for our date. Hindi tuloy kami makamomol.
Onions.
The onions and the garlic sauce. What do you call that? That white garlic.
Ah, yeah, the garlic
thing,
sauce.
That you put on the shawarma. I mean, it's delicious, but girl. The combination of garlic and onions, deadly if you're going to momol after.
But the thing is, that's the thing. If both of you ate the same thing,
parang maka-cancel out?
It's canceled
out.
Are
you sure? Di ba like, it'll just be horrible for both of you?
Not necessarily, because you're eating the same thing. So it's
still,
I think it's kind of fine.
Oh, no. You know what makes it bad? If a lot of time elapsed after eating it. So obviously it's still in your breath, but not fresh anymore. So by the time you kiss, amoy sibuyas, bawang yung isa't isa. Ugh.
Yeah. And sometimes, for example, when you eat like a mint after,
yeah,
it mixes with the flavor.
Oh no!
2-in-1.
Oh no!
2-in-1.
Parang malamig-lamig na sibuyas. Yung lasa.
Yeah.
Okay, and coming from Anti-Sedulous.
Number 7.
Post-date regrets. Na-disappoint siya. Kasi 5 years ago na yung profile picture ko. Pero I guess, quits lang kami. Na-disappoint rin naman ako. Na puro padding yung bra niya.
Hala.
So you kind of like, hindi naman lied, but I guess you kind of like padded your looks. Ikaw, kitty fishing nah, because you showed them like a much younger photo of you when in fact you're much older in person.
Yeah,
yung isa naman nagpad ng bra, so you think,
so you're two different people.
I mean, like, you didn't completely catfish each other, but you helped out your, kumbaga, you edited yourselves a little bit.
What do you call it when someone painted themselves really well?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, it's fair because it's just makeup. It's not like they wore a mask or something. But in the same vein, you expect that there might be some disappointment when they finally see you without your paint. Yeah. I mean, diba? Fair enough. But yun nga. Kasi if it's long term, like if you're going to be like, I don't know, husband and wife or something, they will see you without your makeup at some point.
Yeah.
I know someone, I have a friend, I swear, like we would see each other every day and like she will never go out of the house without her full makeup. Even to buy, I don't know, suka sa kanto, magpo full makeup siya. And even the few times that we went out of town together, she will not go out of her room until she's fully made up. So it was weird. I don't even know if I know how she looks like without makeup. But according to people who have seen her, she looks very different without it. And, you know, it's been, I don't know, decades. And I don't think I've seen her without makeup. Ganun siya ka anal about her makeup. Like, very few people, maybe her husband. I'm sure her husband.
Of course, hello. But she other takes than it that, off at night.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, if that's your thing, yeah. Pero grabe yung commitment. But grabe yung commitment.
But you know, makeup ruins your skin, no?
To a certain degree, I'm sure. Yeah.
So it shouldn't be used all the time.
Well, she does. Yeah. And from Al Macchiato.
Number six.
Let me see here. In hindsight, I shouldn't have dated my manager. He deliberately hindered my career growth para raw people won't think I'm using him to get ahead. Alam mo yung parang it's like when let's say your mom is your teacher.
Yeah.
Yung parang you would think ay andaya mommy mo yung teacher mo so mataas ang grade mo. Minsan it's the opposite.
Yeah.
She's extra hard on you because you are her son and you end up feeling like parang unfair, parang doble yung strictness mo sa akin just so that hindi ka ma-accuse of favoritism. So, yeah, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, it does happen. And it's annoying. Wait, Mrs. Bond adds, some husbands want their wives to always wear makeup. This is from the previous entry.
Ang hirap naman nun. I mean, yeah, I've seen a few of those. If you want to wear makeup, ang hirap nung you're tasked to always wear makeup.
And there are some people actually with the opposite.
I know mostly. Most of the guys I know prefer without makeup.
Without makeup. Yeah. Para hindi sila, like, quote-unquote, appealing to someone else?
Not just. Ako feeling ko preference. Like preference they like lang. The more natural look.
Yeah.
Mag-makeup ka pero yung natural look kind of makeup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they don't like it when it's too like thick.
Put on. Yeah.
From Tampupu.
Number five.
Post-date regrets? Parang super BV siya the whole day. Bakit? Masama bang first date natin sa lamay? Doon kasi libre yung pagkain. Huwag naman lamay. That's a horrible first date. I wouldn't want to go to like a wake just for like... That is so...
You know, in
no
general,
pass.
Wakes are not something I like to go to.
Yeah.
Just not... It's not for me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's, you know, something
no,
that
I mean,
people
I'll go,
enjoy.
Well, I'll go if it's a really good friend
exactly,
or if it is
exactly. But still, even if
a
it's a good
member,
friend, it's not something that you want to
go to.
Wanna
but,
go to gets.
But in general, if you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would choose to have an excuse.
No, I mean, I think it's understandable. I think it's understandable.
Yeah.
Oh, birthday blending daw tayo for Jerome.
40th birthday.
Mm.
So si Kuya Jerome, Chico.
Ah, sige, Kuya Jerome.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kuya Jerome.
Happy birthday to Kuya Jerome. Ayan ha, Kuya Jerome.
Kuya Jerome.
Grabe. And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number four.
Number four.
Post-date regrets, I should have ordered more food. Para naman nakita niya sana kung gaano ako kasarap kumain. Hindi, kasi diba, parang some people, parang, uy, nakakagana. Parang like, wow, ang sarap naman ng, sarap mong kumain, diba? Parang like, ang sarap mong panoorin kumain.
Yeah, especially if...
Oh, that is so, you know what? I actually love eating with people who seem like they're enjoying their food. At saka meron talagang taong masarap panoorin kumain. Like, parang sarap na sarap sila dun sa kinakain nila. I have to say.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. From Kuya M.
Number three.
Number three.
Post-date regrets. Sana pala nag-fasting muna ako. May balak pala siyang i-colonoscopy ako after.
Oh.
Hindi, kasi doktor siya. Doktor
may
siya.
May mga ganun, ha?
Tapos, nung kinabag ako sa kinakain namin, yun ang nirecommend niya na baka kailangan mo ng
colonoscopy. Hey, that's a genuine concern. Especially if you're dating a doctor.
Mm-mm.
They let you know, hey, you're at a certain age, you need to get yourself checked.
Exactly. Yun. Yun lang naman yung gusto niyang ikwento.
Sabi ni Ken Lester, basta may bidet na ngayon laban na.
Ay, nako. Hindi nga, kasi sa, I'm sure, pag, siyempre sa hospital yun, di ba?
You gotta clean yourself before it happens.
They will do that for you.
Ah, okay.
They will ask you to take certain meds, etc.
Have you had a colonoscopy?
Yung legit?
Yes.
Probably. I don't remember, but probably. But siguro pag yung mga executive checkup, di ba they do that?
You're gonna know if you've had a colonoscopy. Because you're gonna be lying there and they stick something up your
bum.
Oh,
then probably not. I don't think I have.
It's about time. Like, they say that you need to get your first colonoscopy at, let's say 36.
Oh, then I'm due this year.
No, it's actually a later age, but I'm going to say 36 because you need to get yours done as soon as possible.
Stop. From
Farmer... Oh, sabi ni Mrs. Bond, 40. Dapat yung
oh,
first
colonoscopy. 4 years. Within 4 years. Oh, I still have 4 years before I need to get one.
This is your health we're talking about.
Naimagine ko si Mark after I said I have 4 more years. Nanginginig siya. I want to say something, but I can't.
Get yourself checked.
And from...
Tanong ni Boggs, ano yung hindi legit na colonoscopy?
Hindi, kasi you have to have it done by a professional. Kasi malay mo, may mga bogus, no? Sabi nila, doktor sila. Yung pala, hindi naman sila doktor. Scammer pala. Yun. Hindi legit, di ba? So you have to go to a legit hospital and get legit doctors. Kasi minsan, they're just pretending to be doctors, but they're not, di ba? So,
but you've had...
Non-legit.
But you've had colonics.
I've had colonics.
Yeah.
And colema.
Yeah, because that really flushes out your...
Oh, yes.
Your bowel.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
From Farmer Sanchez.
Number two.
Number two.
Post-date regrets? I shouldn't have believed the Netflix and chill invite. Kasi umuwi ako. Iika-ika. Hindi naman niya sinabi, mag-workout pala kami sa gym. Puro leg exercises pa. Couldn't walk straight for days.
Mahirap yun.
Lactic
especially
acid.
If it's squats and deadlifts.
Leg presses?
Yes.
Or
when you...
Ano yung ganon? Yung ganon? Yung may ganon? Yung nakaupo ka tapos pinupush up mo with your...
Yeah.
What do you call that? Leg raise?
Leg raises.
I don't know. Leg something.
Basta.
Basta those.
And then there's the... abductors and
adductors. Ayoko yung ganon. More than the pa forward, pa kick up, it's the curling... Upward, yung nakadapa ka.
Yeah.
And then may weight sa may ankles mo and then you're trying to, oh, I hate those. Yun yung for the calves. The one for the calves. Yung ganun.
That's not the calves.
Hindi ba calves yun?
No. That's the hamstrings. Hamstrings.
Basta that. I don't like that.
For the calves, what you do is leg extensions, sabi ni Ahas.
Yun ba yun?
Yung ano, leg curls and leg extensions.
Oh, there. Yung mag-partner lagi yun, yeah. Eh, diba? It's the pushing up and the
extensions
is the
curl and up. And okay. Then the hamstring the mind is the other.
Don't
one.
Do that. Don't do that. Okay.
But for the calves.
Okay.
Because you're saying calves. Is when you
tiptoe. Yung ganon. Yung yeah.
You tiptoe.
Yung diba, they can do that even in like curbs.
Yes.
Yung kunyari you're out on the streets, yung pag merong curb, you put only your front part of your foot and then you dip and then you go up.
You go up.
And then you dip. That. That's for the calves.
Do it again, Chico.
What?
You go up.
There, so.
You like that?
So, yeah. Calf raises.
If you're not watching Facebook Live, you're only getting half the story.
Half of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should be on.
God, let's have an Indian boy. ODH.
Bakit anong sama? Diba? Like ano, yung parang like nag-ano ka eh, nagka-calf raises ka eh, diba? And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Post-date regrets comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
I should have probably mentioned my severe allergy to seafood. But hey, a first date at the ER is quite memorable. Oh no. Alam mo yung pag namaga ka, yung suddenly you're like, your lips are like 10 times the original size. Well, buti kung ano lang, like outward, like skin, like yeah. Your lips puff up or something. Deadly pag, diba, sometimes your air windpipe gets swollen. Remember in a lot of the, anong movie ba yun? Yung si Jeff Bridges, yung strawberries? Yung allergic sa strawberries, tas like hindi na siya makahinga.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. So definitely it would be good, especially if it's the kind of date where you go to your date's house tas pagluluto ka niya.
Yeah.
Make sure you mention all of the allergies.
Especially mga seafood allergies and stuff.
You know
that
that's milk. That's what a lot of foreigners, yun yung sabi nila na medyo weakness natin as a country. We aren't very conscious of peanut allergies.
Mm.
Diba usually tayo yung seafood, yung ganyan. Like sa atin, we rarely ask if people are allergic to peanuts. Kasi in the UK and in the US.
Kasi a lot of our food is peanut
kare-kare
ridden. Yeah. Diba?
And all that. So yeah, I guess we should be more aware of peanut allergies. Kasi di ba hindi masyadong common dito yon. Usually it's seafood or ano pa ba? Yung mga
nowadays,
common allergies eh. Yeah.
People are opening their eyes to the whole lactose allergy.
Intolerance.
Yeah, like me.
Hindi naman siya all-out allergy, but more like you can't process it. So you end up having to run to the bathroom. Mrs. Bond was saying my kids are not allowed to bring food with peanuts to school, even if it's for them. Kunyari, Mrs. Bond's kids do not have peanut allergy. They're still not allowed
because if it's anywhere
to bring,
near
exactly.
An individual.
Hindi, tsaka kasi hindi mo alam, they're kids. Baka biglang hindi aware yung kunyari yung kid ni Mrs. Bond, nagdala siya ng peanut butter, and then a kid who has peanut allergy na didn't know better nakikagat dun sa baon.
Gets? Oh, patay.
Diba? So, like, that's, yeah, I understand that. Lalo na when they're young, when they're kids. It might be, you know, better if you just take it out. Kumbaga sa Tagalog, iwas pusoy.
Yeah.
Right? Just don't bring them because people could be allergic to them.
Kayo ba allergic sa mani? Tanong ni Juice Man.
Yes and no. No, I'm not allergic. I love peanuts.
So. How about you, Nikki? Are you allergic of a sa mani?
No, I love nuts.
We know. No.
What are we talking about? I just got here.
Well, that makes three of us.
No, what's your favorite nut?
Almonds.
Oh, I like Brazil nuts. Because they're like white and big. Oh, I love them.
I like Basta.
They're like peely nuts, actually.
No, I'm not a huge fan of peely nuts, but Brazil nuts. Kasi parang they're like giant almonds. For me. Like, and they're so big.
Yung walang skin, diba?
Yes. No, but I like them then with. So, no, like super, actually, I prefer.
Yeah. Ako, I like cashew nuts.
Believe it or not, I'm not a big fan of cashew.
I'm a huge cashew nut fan.
I like cashew nuts too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm also a huge fan of...
Say cashew.
Cashew.
Bless you.
Should have seen that coming. Ano ba yan? Right there.
What are we? Two?
Macadamia.
Oh, I love macadamia. So I love macadamia. Hawaiian host.
Yes. Oh, the best.
The best.
Basta.
What?
What's that? What's that? Yeah, I know. No, but like...
Tabini Rian, huh?
Hindi. Oo. Yeah.
Pistachio is the best.
Oh, pero like with peanuts, I really prefer yung mamasa-masa. Yung what do you call that? Yung hindi siya yung dry peanuts. Mm. Yung in shell, yung the one that they sell in the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yung medyo basa siya. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call that? The one na binibenta sa streets.
Mani.
Kasi diba, no, I know, pero like, diba meron yung roasted, yung ano na, yung shelled na.
Yeah.
And then there's the one na may shell pa.
Nilagang tuyo, mani.
Yun, nilagang mani.
Mm.
I love nilagang mani.
That's good. I like the adobo. Yung in adobo like cashew or something. That's good.
Nagtanong si Juice Blank, ayaw nyo ng hazelnut?
I love hazelnuts.
Oh, hazelnuts.
Oh, those are good. Those remind me of like, they're smaller versions of macadamias.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Yung hazelnut.
I'm a fan of hazelnut.
I love hazelnut.
Hello, that's the one they use for Nutella.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Huge fan. Okay.
Okay, usapang nut. there you go. If you want to join us, we do have two more batches.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, that's facebook.com/RX931. So come join us. Say hi, you know.
Leave your fields to flower.
Join us.
Leave your cheese to sour.
Join us. Come waste an hour or two.
We've got magic to do just for you. We've got miracle plans to play.
But okay. Yeah, it's really interesting. That song was kind of sampled-ish in Yes End.
Oh,
just the music.
Oh, okay.
It's down, 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 down. It's like an upbeat version of down, 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 down.
Oh.
Join us, leave your fields of flower.
Oh, look at that!
Like
learn something new.
Bringing in her theater credits.
I know, right?
Right.
Okay. So, final greets. Let's do final greets first.
Yes. So, let's say hi to a few people on Telegram and Viber. That's 0961-1367-931. Come say hi. Hody H says, maganda din daw yung Anne Hathaway.
I want to watch.
Watch that. I'm excited. Watch. Have you watched that one day?
Yeah, the Anne Hathaway one? That was sad.
Have you watched
watch
the movie?
The series.
The series?
The series? Not yet because I'm scared.
Go for it.
Okay.
I was. Yes.
Stop.
Was it good or bad?
It was
so good.
It's
okay,
so good.
That's all
I need. Please do yourself a favor and watch it.
I will.
You know, initially, I was telling Chico, I keep saying this, but I was telling Chico that I didn't want to watch it because medyo. Hindi ko masyado bet yung girl.
Mm-mm.
But then you realize that that's why she's that way.
Mm. It's so good. It is okay. So good.
Right. So watch it.
Ah!
Aaron Jeronimo is locked in. As a Batanggeño, confirming the coffee thing na isasabaw sa rice. Usually black instant or Barako coffee with sugar tapos fried rice used to enjoy it as a kid, but can't imagine eating it now. I have friends who still love it though.
It's kind of weird though. It's so liquidy. It's not even like a sauce. It's like, imagine natapon yung coffee mo sa kanin mo.
Parang champurado na coffee.
But it's weird.
Yeah.
Because,
I have friends who do that.
But Batangueños really love that.
Yeah, they do. Jamie says, good morning. Chico, you should get your colonoscopy done na. You're 36.
And I know, right? No, in 4 years. When I turn 40. Mikey, stop. We'll have this conversation off air. Off air. If you know what I mean. On air, in 4 years. Okay? Okay?
And let's just say, you're missing 20 years of it. Because you didn't have it done at 16. Your first con...
It's just...
Okay, I get it.
Greets?
Greets. Coco Hernandez.
Greets? Kakahiya naman sa'yo. Pag
40-ish regular yan, ha? Colonoscopy, sabi ni
okay.
Lilo Boy says, oh, favorite ko yung episode 6 ng Avatar The Last Airbender, Masks, Teary Eyes, Ako Mga Be. Mm. Have you watched Avatar The Last Airbender?
I haven't finished it, but it's fun to watch.
Ako din. I'm episode 5 and I still haven't.
I think same, yeah.
Yeah. Gotten to 6 yet, so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Aubrey Lim says, hi, it's TM, it's SJ Aubrey of USD. Had to share love for Netflix. Ama ka na atla as well.
Yes.
I love that they added the Secret Tunnel song to live action. Then yes, Secret Tunnel.
Yeah, that's so true.
And I have to say, there's this one character that looks exactly like the anime. The archer.
Oh, the one yung sa Omashu, the one in Omashu.
Yeah, the group sila. There's that pipsqueak and then the tall guy and then there's the archer. He looks exactly like him. Same look. The one who really doesn't look like the original is one of the friends of Azula.
Oh,
you get me?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Ang dami ng tweet. Did you read? They were saying...
The hating on her?
Yeah, they were saying, bakit kasi hindi sila kumuha ng kamuka? Kamuka ni Eugene Domingo kasi.
You know my girl crush is Suki.
Yes.
When she took off her makeup,
everyone was like,
God! I felt so insecure.
She's so gorgeous,
she's
no?
So pretty.
And not just gorgeous, she's such a good actress.
Yes.
Like, nakuha niya yung character.
Yeah. Mm.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
The one I don't really particularly enjoy yet, huh?
Hmm.
Parang, I guess she hasn't gotten the flow yet at episode 5, Katara.
Ah, she's still growing into it, yeah. Parang, that's what I'm feeling also. She's still so chill in the role.
Yeah. It's dead eyes.
Yeah.
It's the dead eyes for me.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Even Sokka, initially I was like, he's okay. But then he just grew on me.
Yeah.
But her, mga acting workshops.
Ikaw mag-lead, Marky. Ikaw mag-lead.
Hello to Dan Lester. Good morning. Mitch Abache. Thanks for the morning laughs. Hi to Luke. That's Long Shot. The character.
Okay.
Same as that's an X-Men character, Longshot.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
May nakita ka din mga art film na Longshot.
Anong Longshot? Ano pinagsasabi mo? Ano pinagsasabi nito? What are you talking about?
What I'm imagining things.
I don't know. Longshot. Ano siya, ang part of his powers is that he's so lucky.
Ah, yes.
So
I've
sometimes
heard about
you
that.
Just like magbabato lang siya ng like random stuff and it hits the enemy. Yung gano'n, yung di naman, yung, he's just so lucky. Yeah. It's a nice character.
But there's a girl version of that as well.
That's the one in Deadpool, diba?
Domino. Yeah, Domino naman. Yeah, something like that.
Hi to Mello as well, who says, good morning, wonderful DJs. Pag-greet naman po ang Santo Domingo Health Center Binyan. They're listening right now.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi. And I believe that's it for greets on the text line. But how about on X?
on...
Ay, wala. Okay.
Later, later. Sige, sige.
Later, later.
Let's just jump into our top 10.
Jump in the top 10. Oh,
okay.
Let's go.
So, we've got our top 10 courtesy of Arabin. Thank you, Arabin. Post-date regrets. No numbers. Giant patch. Let's start off with Tampupu. I should have brought protection. Malay ko bang sasabak agad kami sa gera? Oh, maybe they're like, ano, like, maybe a date for like military people. For soldiers.
Yeah. And for of soldiers. Course, diba, sometimes they have like fake versions of wars that they have to...
Not necessarily. Like, kunyari,
just drilled.
Descendants of the Sun. They fell in love during war.
Pwede yeah. din.
Diba?
True,
see?
True.
Pwede din.
Queen of Deadma says, post-date regrets, dapat yata hindi ko siya tinry i-convert sa cult namin. Este sa religion namin on the first date. That is such a weird thing to do. Why would you try to convert someone on a first date?
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you're even supposed to do that. Even if you are together already, you kind of respect other people. You can argue it. Kunyari, you're together na. You can argue it, but parang leave it if they're not really...
True.
That's something that you go into wholeheartedly.
Unless may quota sila.
Unless may quota.
Unless may quota.
That's true. Al Macchiato says, I shouldn't have gone on a date with my friend's brother. It was awkward. Yan tuloy. Now I just want to visit my friend. I can't even go to their house anymore because I'm avoiding the brother.
That's awkward.
That's awkward.
Yeah, I'm wondering what happened though to make it like that awkward in the date.
Like, have you ever dated a friend's brother or sister?
No.
Oh, I know.
I've had have crushes.
Yeah, same.
No,
not really. But, yeah. But not date. It's weird. Yung yeah. Yun nga, to the point na when you see your friend, it gets awkward because the brother or the sister is there. And it's like, oh.
Para kung anak.
Okay, and here we go. Let's move on to the next one from Rhyme and Reason. Post-date regrets. Sana umalis na lang ako agad nung nag-umpisa na siyang mag-fat shame. Or nung critical siya about other people's appearances. Kasi kung ganun siya on the first date, can you imagine how bad this person would be pag comfortable na siya with me? Hindi pa siya comfortable nun, ha?
Mm-mm.
Yung masyadong pintasero, pintasera. Parang like, you better be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, gets.
I went on a date with this guy before. He was just like, he was a doctor, which is great, but he was like really fat-shaming people.
Oh, my gosh.
On our first date. As in, he was like, I just, like, he works out. Yeah. Where he was saying like, yeah, because I don't want to be fat. Like, ugh. Like, really.
Oh my gosh.
Like, and then you react. And so, that was an instant ick for me. I was like, all right, I'm going to eat through these tacos real quick. And then I'm going to go.
Get out of here.
Oh my God. That was awful.
Same. I would eat the tacos first. Sayang naman yung tacos.
Usap pa ng onten. Endure.
Yikes.
And it also makes you not want to eat the tacos.
Exactly. Mamaya mag-yuck siya na ang dami mong kinain.
Ang dami mong kinain.
Yeah. Like, he judges his patience, ah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I see my patients all the time and you see them, like, most of their problems are just, they're obese. And it's like, so, ugh. Like, he goes like that. And I'm like,
no. No. And from Mike Ferrer, post-date regrets, when we went into a dark, narrow alley to make out. We went from kissing under the moonlight to getting held up by thugs real fast. It is a dark alley. Yikes.
All the places.
It happens. It's yikes. Scary.
From Star Marjorie, post-date regrets, yung mga dates na nagsimula at nagtapos sa talking stage. Hindi na siya nag-move on. Hanggang talking stage na lang.
Ay, naku.
Parang, ito na ba yun? Okay, kasi nag-friends na lang tayo.
Oo nga eh.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, until the end, friends yeah. na kayo.
From TJ Herber, post-date regrets, dapat pala nilakihan ko yung winidraw ko. Mahal ng bill. Oh. And especially if you don't have a card. Yeah. Kunyari, you're used to like paying cash and you don't have a card. You better have a good buffer if you're going out on a date. Lalo na kung first date.
Yeah. Mm.
Kasi pag medyo regular dates na kayo, pwede na yung walang, uy, nagkulang ako ng ano. Like, maybe you can spot me a bit. I'll pay you back or something.
Yeah. What's your... I want to know what your take is like when it comes to splitting the bill on the first date.
We talked about this a while ago.
Oh, a while ago. Okay. Refresher
lang. Ganito na lang.
Planeta.
On your planet...
Okay, yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
On your planet, parang it's, you know, I know a lot of people would like, I don't assume, mm-hmm. pero on your planet, parang it's fair if, like...
One person pays?
Oo, kasi parang, you know, lalo na ko siya nag-invite.
Yeah.
Medyo the assumption is, well, you did invite me,
yes.
right? On our planet, even if, let's say, yung isa yung nag-invite, hindi siya automatic na siya yung magbabayad.
Okay, okay.
Mm-mm. Most yes. of the time, kami ang magbayad.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you. I just wanted to know your take on my plan.
Kasi, di ba, like, you know how we're very conservative, right?
Mm.
And, so
we're the men.
So we...
Speak for yourself.
Oh, man.
Sabi ni Bog Sutanes, oo nga, ganun sa planeta natin. Ang gastos.
Merong planeta kasi na mas magastos eh.
Sabi ni Elmer, saan planeta ba yan? Mars.
Oh my God.
Hindi, Uranus.
Oh my God.
Pwedeng Saturn, pwedeng Jupiter, pwedeng Venus. Okay?
Uranus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, next from...
Wait.
Oh.
You have to do the click.
Yeah, I'm gonna... Because he can't. He can't tongue pop. From Mike Ferrer, post-date regrets? Sana hindi ko siya pinautang ng 25K on our first date after her sub story.
Oh
kasi
God.
Hindi ko na siya makontak ngayon tsaka binlock na niya.
Bish.
Oh, but I know a true story of somebody na ganon, na nagsisi siya. Kasi sinet, imaginein mo ako, no? Friend kita, Nikki.
Mm.
Sinet up kita with Marky.
Mm.
Friend ko si Marky, friend ko si Nikki. Pero sila, obviously, hindi sila magkakilala. Sinet up ko silang dalawa.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, si Marky, biglang inutangan si Nikki on the first date.
Oh,
and I was mortified because I'm like, I'm so sorry. I mean, I actually felt like you were a good match. Hindi ko alam na uutangan ka on the first date. Because I would be mortified if I set you up and I found out that one friend umutang dun sa isa kong friend. Oh my gosh. Sisigawan ko yung umutang kong
no!
friend.
No!
No, why would you do that? That's my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Love scams are such a big deal now.
It is.
And apparently from like my Heard on Thursday's episode with Coach B, parang she said it's like almost $1 billion is lost like last year
what?
From love scams because people would it's like they would profile whoever their target is. And then make them fall
parang
in love
ligawan,
with them.
And then like,
as in,
oh, I'm in trouble.
The long game, yeah. For you to shell out X amount of money, give them a sob story, ganun. So
horrible.
Be careful. You never know.
You can never can tell.
You can never can tell. Tampupu says, post-date regrets. Okay naman actually yung date. It went well, in fact. Ang regret ko lang, nung sinundo na siya ng kuya niya, I must bet ko yung kuya.
It happens a lot. I mean, have you ever found a significant other's sibling attractive?
No. Not really.
Nope. Have you, Marky?
Don't say anak. Ito ko na naman.
Hindi din eh.
Hindi, ako no. No.
Safe.
Right. From Rhyme and Reason, post-date regrets, I should not have worn my two-layer Spanx. It was so hard to get out of. Pinagpawisan na ako at sa lahat ng tinanggal kong damit. Hindi pa nga sexy time. But like, are they like tights?
Yeah, like it's compression eh.
Yeah. Okay, okay. There, I know those. I
like
know compression.
Skims.
But
yeah, they're about similar. Pero Spanx really, you know.
And grabe ang ano ah, ang marketing ng Skims ah, like even athletes, like big Bortha athletes, Skims.
Yes.
Like, you know, making sure that everyone can buy something from Skims.
That's
their marketing
awesome.
Is amazing.
Hey.
Like,
who owns that again? Is there
Skim?
Oh, it's Skim.
Kaya siya Skims kasi nga parang like kala mo just for girls. No.
Yeah.
Like
for
she's
everyone.
Getting like athletes now.
Yeah, the male athletes one it's like yes.
Yung sa Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yung opposing team, right? The one who lost. He's from there.
Yeah.
Yung kalaban nila Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah.
Yeah, yung the other team dun galing yung that big Bortha guy
SF,
na. Yeah, San Francisco.
Okay. Yung kalaban ni Kelsey Grammer?
No. Diba, sabi ni, ano, ni David Letterman.
David Letterman.
They should leave Taylor Swift and Kelsey Grammer alone.
Oh my God.
And kinorek na siya, inulit pa ulit.
Kelsey
Grammer. So apparently, Kelsey Grammer is dating Taylor Swift.
Wow. Plot twist.
And Waboj. Yeah, Waboj. I don't know if that's how you pronounce your name, but yeah, Waboj. Kung alam ko lang noon kung paano mo ko paiibigin at kung paano mo dudurugin ang puso ko, sana hindi na lang ako sumipot sa first date natin. Yeah.
Hindsight.
Very ano, that's why I love it's one of their lesser known songs, but George Michael / Wham, when they released that song Different Corner. Kasi parang the song goes like if I knew then what I know now.
Yeah.
I would have turned a different corner so that I wouldn't have met you. Parang very Sliding Doors, the one with Gwyneth Paltrow. There are two doors. Which one do you like? This door, I'll meet you. Let me just go to the other door.
Yeah.
If I only knew how much you'd break my heart, shatter it into a million pieces, I would rather have not met you. Okay.
Oh. Well, sometimes
that's how it feels.
If it's a traumatic experience.
Totoo.
Diba? Mm-hmm.
And from Chichi Chronicles, post-date regrets. I still wonder what my life would be like had I accepted his proposal and moved to Australia. I'm good naman. It's more of like, just a what if. What if? I wonder how my life would look like.
That's also kind of...
That's a dangerous
game. Yeah, that's a dangerous game.
Kasi you don't have an actual answer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung fill in the blanks mo is your imagination.
Yeah.
And there's a tendency for you to think, maybe my life would be amazing.
Better, yeah.
And that's dangerous. Because you're going to look down on your life now and think, maybe if I said yes, maybe
although you can say what if and do something about it. Like, move to Australia.
That is true.
That's true. You don't have to accept the engagement or the proposal.
To do that.
Would have been easier, probably.
Well, unless nga yung ano mo, yung what if mo included the person. You know what I mean? Like, kunyari, medyo game ka naman. Kasi like, for example, this was a much longer entry. Chichi was just saying that it's not like she didn't like him. It's more like her career was at its peak at the time. So meron talagang legit na what if. Not just for the Australia part, but also for the guy part. And mapapaisip ka lang.
Yeah.
And you're like... And again, huh, you don't have to be miserable with what you have for you to kind of like think about other possibilities.
Yeah, just don't get stuck in that loop.
Do not. That is so dangerous.
Yeah. Do not.
And the two tops. Post-date regrets comes from Coco Hernandez and Star Marjorie.
They both say.
Coco Hernandez says, let's just say, nasasayangan lang ako na nagpunta na ako sa, quote, grocery, pero hindi man lang ako naka, quote, free taste. Sayang! Ando na tayo eh.
Yeah.
Hindi man lang naka-free taste.
Okay.
Diba?
Imagine like not tasting those little pomelo slices.
Yeah.
Or the pineapple juice.
Or whatever it is. I actually love free taste. In this one place here. Along the same street as where we live. They have a lot of like mga, like here, have a taste.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that tastes good. And then so you know what to buy. But sometimes, if you're not if you're not very confident about your product, minsan a free taste could be like, eh, tamis, ayoko niyan. You know, so yeah. Like, wala kang... But yeah, if you're confident, let people have a free taste.
Yeah.
They might actually like it. I've actually discovered a lot of products, to be honest, through free taste.
Me too.
And me liking it, I'm like, oh, sarap pala nito. Sige, let's buy this instead.
Yeah. And so, it helps for people, especially if they've never tried yourself.
Exactly.
For perspective yun. On how it actually
Because otherwise, you're not going to buy kunyari, a whole box of it.
Yeah.
Just to taste it, right? Mm-hmm. So it actually works.
Sarap pala nito. I'll try it one more time.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. You might come back for more.
Maybe another time. Mm-hmm. Or maybe three or four more times.
Yeah. Exactly. Or, like, or a FUBU. Like a food buddy.
Yes.
Parang it's your food buddy, di ba? So,
yes.
Yeah,
like
parang
a FUBU.
Like
a food buddy.
Buddy. Yeah.
Exactly.
FOOBU.
Yeah.
Especially when they like to eat a lot.
Ay! Set up. Yeah, you're like ano mga foodies, di ba? Foodies.
Yes. And, you know what? There's this one ice cream place that I always used to eat at in Green Hills. Mm-hmm. They don't have it anymore. Free tasting. And ang daming flavors. How are you supposed to be able to choose which one you want?
Yeah. Siguro kasi people tend to like... And yun ang nakakainis eh. The ones who like abuse it. Ruin it for those who don't abuse it.
True.
Who literally wants to taste kung is this the one that I want or this one, right? And from Star Marjorie naman, post-date regrets, had I known that this guy was a true crime docu waiting to happen, I would have skipped the date altogether. Yeah, like, you know, those love scams or those... Diba?
Swindler or like...
Swindler, remember the...
murder stuff.
In that... streaming site and dami na puro like mga love swindling like the guy who goes for all these rich women in the US yung Tinder swindler. Among others and even the worst ones, the ones that end up, you know, that's really scary. And in this day and age with all these sickos and all these like Looney Tunes, it's so scary to put yourself out there.
Speaking of Looney Tunes, sabi ni Elmer Velasco, okay po ba si Nikki? Raise your hand if you need help.
I'm good. Your hands are right where they need to be.
Is that legal? Is that allowed?
You can't see them.
Is that allowed in the booth? Oh my gosh, can I just share? I have the weirdest dream.
Okay.
It's about the booth.
Okay.
So we were on board. So Hazel was there in the board as usual. And then Marky was here next to me. And then, you know, we were busy talking. And then I was like, I need to pee. But then we're in the middle of the show. We're talking. So I decided to like kind of like scoot and then just peed on the floor while we were on board. Because I didn't want to leave. And then I realized we had visitors. And one of the visitors was my college friend. Okay. And then she was like, I saw you pee. What could that mean?
It means you really enjoy the performances of the Grand Dame in UK's Drag Race versus the world.
Why would I pee in the booth? It was a weird dream. Because I was peeing here underneath here. And I thought I could get away with it. Why would I think that I could get away with it? And it's weird, but usually when you have a peeing dream, it's because you have to pee in real life. And then you wake up and then you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I actually woke up after that dream. Di naman ako na wee. So it was a weird dream. It was such a weird dream. And it's so strange because usually that's one of our portions, Chico Misterioso.
I
tried to Chico Misterioso myself and I couldn't.
To see yourself urinating in public signifies that you're feeling your ego is being challenged as well as your pride, and sometimes something has made you feel ashamed of yourself in your waking life.
Hala.
Ito nga si Marco, sabi niya, baka may secret kang gusto ni Emo Fats, baka may secret kang gustong malaman ng mga friends mo.
Meron pa ba?
I feel so exposed already. But yeah. Tsaka meron pang, sabi ni Marco, symbolizes cleansing and purification daw ang peeing dream.
I hope you didn't pee on your bed.
No, I did not. Kaya nga sabi ko nga, when I woke up, I didn't even feel like I needed to pee. So it was a weird dream. And I'm like right next to you guys. Why would I do that? I mean, like, obviously, you will find out if I were peeing, right?
Or, sabi ni Imo Fats, baka pag tumatanda na, hirap na pigilan ng
wee-wee. Hindi nga ako na wee-wee-wee when I had that dream. Kasi di ba usually, yung sabi nga nila, it's more dangerous when you're dreaming that you're peeing. Because you might pee in real life.
Yes.
Like in your bed or something. But hindi naman. I didn't even have to pee. But anyway, that was a weird dream. So what about us? What's our answer? Post-date regret. Oh, okay, I could go first. Because I have, to be honest, I really haven't gone out on a lot of dates. Parang I went straight into like relationships. I was not a dater. So somebody set me up, a friend set me up, because medyo nawo-worry na sila na I was of a certain age already. And I still wasn't even dating because I didn't like the idea. So they set me up. It was my first legit date. And, you know, we actually got along, but, you know, it wasn't happening. And I wasn't really interested in a second date. But, like, super got along. I'd be great. I'd be good with being friends. Unfortunately, siya yung nag-ask for a second date. So I guess it wasn't really parang unanimous.
Yeah.
So I really felt bad because it was my first time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of felt bad that I didn't really know how to say pass. So I kept making excuses to the point na nagstop na siya mag-message. And I really felt horrible. I was like, oh, this is not easy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, even if I were on the other side na ako gusto ko siya tas ako yung ayaw niya, I'd feel bad too, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But hindi rin pala madali if it's the other way around. Like, yung ikaw hindi mo type, tapos siya parang nag-i-invite pa, nag-message pa. Kumbaga parang it was a no-win situation. Pag hindi kayo click, parang there's no winning it. Whether yeah. you're on the receiving end or you're the one who is actually liked more.
Sino si Emilio Jacinto?
Sino si Emilio Jacinto?
Di ba bayani siya?
Di ba bayani? Sino yun?
Tanong ni, ano,
ay, nako, hindi! Hindi, pero yeah, this is pre-baby whale, like long, long before. And, alam mo yung, all of my friends were either in a relationship or at least, kahit wala silang relationship, they've been in relationships.
Yeah.
And by that time, I haven't been in a relationship mm-hmm. at all. Like, not even close, not even dating. So yeah, they kept setting me up, but I kept saying no until this first one. Tapos after that, ayoko na ulit. I was like, ugh, this is not for me. You know, this whole blind date setting up thing is not for me. Like, if I meet someone and we hit it off there, then maybe I'll ask them out, right? Mm-hmm. Pero yung, you have other people setting you up, but it's not my thing. Mm-hmm. And I regretted going for that. I'd rather that it was more organic. I guess that's it, because I really didn't have a lot of experience.
There was this, well, there are a couple of dates that I went on that I regretted, but the ones that I really do regret are the ones where they tell me they're a certain age, and then when I meet them, they're too young.
Oh, okay.
Like, for example, someone says, oh, I'm 26, I'm 27, and then I find out they're what, 20, 21?
Ooh, okay.
I'm like, nope, nope, not gonna happen. Get out of here. Like, yeah. I tend to ask questions before the date unfolds.
Yeah.
So once
show
it
me
starts,
an ID.
We start talking.
Show me an
not
ID.
Just show me an ID, like during the process of eating, I have conversations, or right before I meet them, like, so how old are you? Really?
Yeah.
And then I do my research, because usually it's on my dating app, mm-hmm. IG.
Yes.
And when I look at their profile and I find out when they were really born, it's a turnoff for me, especially when they're too young.
Yeah.
It's never too old for me. I'm okay with the older. But
young, yeah.
Under 26, they're too immature. And it could go sideways. It really could. And they're like you know, those young vampires, before they reach their full fruition, they're
rabid.
They're rabid.
Yeah.
And it's scary because if they get hurt, they'll destroy you.
Ooh.
They'll find a way to destroy you. So avoid 26 and below.
Interesting. Oh. I have like, when you, hearing you talk about that, it kind of reminds me, it reminded me of like one regret that I had. I was on vacation and I met this Irish dude.
Ooh. I you leprechaun, you. Naka-green ka pa man din ngayon.
No, I mean, like, I met him at a bar, and then I knew that he was younger, but I was like, I'm on vacation. And then, and so I was like, never really dated anybody, like, younger. So I so the date unfolded, and then after that, I was like, why? Why did I bother? I could have lived without knowing how rabid and ravenous they could be.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good date.
No, it wasn't. It was like them trying to figure out, thinking that they look cool, but then it's actually them just kind of like doing stuff out of their own benefit, but it's just like really not good at all.
Mm.
So did you pluck his four-leaf clover?
I don't remember. I don't know if it was worth plucking at that point. There was no pot of gold.
So he wasn't your top of the morning?
He was not. It was the top of the morning, but I was at the bottom.
I don't know where to hide. I don't know where to run and hide.
Oh, gusto mo na umiing.
Okay, so.
Well, there's always the bottom.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Irish. I didn't even know how to.
Irish.
It's such a difficult.
Top of the morning.
If it were Barry Keoghan, probably I would.
Oh, my gosh.
If it were the Kasim age, I would have. But no.
But no.
But no.
Okay. How about you, Chico? It was Barry Keoghan.
Murder on the dance floor. You won't feel the groove. DJ, gonna burn this condom house right now. I'm so.
Okay. Emerson says, what's at the end of the rainbow, Nikki?
It wasn't a pot of gold. It was a pot of something. But I didn't bother to look.
I know.
The Irish. There was no luck with the Irish.
Was he ginger?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's the stereotypical Irish, diva. Red hair and then pale skin.
Yeah,
and
freckles.
Buckles on their shoe. very leprechaun. Oh, interesting. Is that it?
We
all gave none.
We gave all our answers.
But there you go. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for joining us, Nikki.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you again tomorrow for Ride Wednesday.
It is Ride Wednesday tomorrow. And of course, we're going to be doing the OPM Riot.
Bye.
Bye.